Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you haven't already, you may well be trying to construct a list of what Christmas presents to buy and who to buy them for. And if you're in a relationship you're not too sure about, you might think, should I get them a prezzy at all? This is the season not just to be jolly, but to dump romantic partners before there's even more expense and complication. News Talk's Welcome to Dumpsville correspondent Henry McKean has been out talking to people who may or may not be all alone this Christmas. Good afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, I mean, there's people out there right now, and good afternoon, who want to be alone this Christmas. And there's others, they have no idea it's about to happen to them.
Yeah.
And it is a hard time. I remember somebody broke up with me in a restaurant. The lasagna was gorgeous, but just as I was eating the lasagna and chips on the side, it was a real Irish type Italian. And the girl in front of me broke up with me. And like that, it was around now. And it's a hard thing to take, but I think it's so important to do it to someone's face. I think that...
It's amazing you remember the lasagna, though.
Oh, it was a great lasagna. I can't remember the name of the restaurant.
But she's dumping you and you're going, this is lovely. Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm really sorry.
I'm heartbroken, but yeah. I can't stop eating. So it was proper comfort food.
Yeah. There okay, and then. Well, that was something.
So like it took away the pain just for a few minutes.
That was a nice positive aspect to that particular incident.
Well, no, absolutely. And Rory Uphold, author of A Final Girl's Guide to the Horror of Dating, she says there's a lot of pressure at this time of the year to get gifts and also to see that extended family. And she's saying the easiest thing to do is if you're not enjoying the relationship, if you're not happy, end it. Don't prolong it. Just get out now. Just be ruthless. Just, I had a friend who used to always, when he'd break up with a girl, he used to put everything that they bought together or any photos in black bin liners and throw them out immediately. It was just, you're gone, you're cut, you're out of my life.
Wow.
And you know, it worked for him, you know?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Some people will buy a present in a moment of weakness and then they'll dump them in January.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's the worst.
Don't.
Yeah, and then the person could be, you know, you got me a present. Well, I don't understand.
Like that, and this is probably a little bit too personal, but hey, it's just me and you having a chat.
Yeah, sure.
And
don't worry.
I went to Australia for a month with a girl, and I knew on the plane, as we flew on the last leg between Hong Kong and where were we heading, Sydney, that we really should break up. And I just couldn't break up with her on the plane.
No,
I just couldn't do it.
I could see that. A long, uncomfortable journey. No, that's fine. I think she now, in retrospect, and presumably this was a few years ago. This wasn't last week or anything.
No.
She, in retrospect, she'd say, yeah, you did the right thing. Because why would you want? You tell her on the plane,
gets
upset.
Stuck on the plane and it gets messy.
And then it's another 7 hours to go and you can't concentrate in your Jennifer Aniston film or whatever, you know. Oh, God.
Yeah, it would be like a scene out of one of her movies.
Yeah.
So we waited until we got back. And
can
then
you ask
up.
Henry if the girl bought lunch for him after dumping him, or did he still have to pay? It'd be a bit much if he had to pay as well. That's a good point.
That's a really good point. She did pay.
Did she?
She did, yeah.
That's great.
Can't believe I remember that, but she paid and tipped.
Good for her.
So, yeah. No,
that's good. Well, that's the least you could do.
This is it. I mean, it took away the sting in the tail. Yeah. Just ever
so slightly. Did she pay and run out of the restaurant, or did you walk out of the restaurant together?
She paid and ran out of the restaurant.
Really?
She did, yeah.
Okay, right. So you couldn't kind of go, can I have a bottle of champagne on that credit card you have behind the car?
I could. No, I mean, this is way too personal. But here is an expert. Here is Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking. And he feels it's not just this time of the year. Breakup season is every season.
To be honest, it doesn't feel like there is a seasonal breakup time. It's kind of busy here all year round. I would say a lot of people spend maybe 2 and 3 and 4 years at times before they get back into the whole dating game. So it's hard to know when people have broken up. But I rarely get calls from people who've just broken up a day or a week before. It's usually a long period of time before. But I do hear that cuffing season is about at the moment. And I also hear that if a person isn't totally in love with the other person, that they're going to think it's very expensive to remain together in the approach to Christmas.
What is cuffing season?
where you have a huge amount of events that are, you know, happening. Like there's an event on here for, you know, this is party season. This is, you know, the gym party's happening, or, you know, News Talk are having a big event on. I need to have someone on my other
so
arm.
So you need basically a partner.
Yeah, you need someone on your arm just to look like you look the part. You're about to get photographed. You feel like you need to have someone, but you don't really want to have those people for the family events, like right at Christmas Day and New Year's Day, because you feel like they'll judge you too much. But you do want someone like to take photographs with. I don't know if it's ever a really good time to break up. I think possibly we remain in loveless or mediocre relationships just because society feels we should be in one. And I think we often feel that it could get better. They might change, but they usually don't. So it's often best just to do it sooner rather than later. Don't drag it out. Don't prolong the actual breakup. If you feel it's not right, then have a discussion about why you feel it's not right.
Is it okay to just ghost someone, not contact them again? Is it okay to do it by text?
Definitely not. If you've gone on one date and you've only been communicating by text, then maybe a text is okay. But if you've had anything longer than maybe a month or 2 months of a relationship, definitely it needs to be a face-to-face or at least a phone call. They deserve that.
Right. They're the wise words of Fergal Harrington there. One texter says, there's never a good time to break up with somebody. You need to be ruthless or you'll end up putting it off for ages. Another texter says, I was in a long distance relationship and I knew the minute I picked him up at the airport that I wanted to break up with him. It was a long 2 week trip and I eventually bit the bullet 2 days before he was leaving. That's probably about right. I suppose. I don't know. Let the person go before Christmas. That way they and you can get off with others much easier. Much more opportunity at Christmas rather than grey, quiet, lonely January. That's also a good practical point, as long as it's not going to hurt you too much. Somebody else wants to know, how many girlfriends has Henry had? This is quite a short slot on the show, so we can't get into the detail on that one, unfortunately.
What I will say, I'll try and answer one of those questions, not that one, but yeah. You know, when it comes to January, I think it's actually a very good time to find a partner because the pubs and nightclubs are empty and there's less competition.
Yeah.
So it would just be you and there could be like 10 girls there because everybody's broke.
Yeah. And people might be feeling new year, new opportunities, might be a bit more open.
And their guard is down. Someone.
Yeah.
You know, and they might be open to something new.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were talking to any single people?
Yeah, I was. And also, I'll say very quickly, I did ghost someone once and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It just kind of happened that way. And, you know, I still feel bad. And I think she listens to this program.
Oh, God. Not anymore.
But yeah, single people. We chat to them. And also we do here are single people and a cat lady.
Is texting to break up with someone okay?
No.
Never okay?
No.
And what about ghosting someone?
No.
That's not okay either. For you, you're single, are you looking for someone, you're looking for love?
You know, like world love.
You want world love?
Yeah, the love you can feel, it doesn't matter if you're someone or not, just the love in your soul and heart, in your being.
So it's in the past, you just move on?
Yeah, you accept and you learn and you grow and you love again.
So you're single. When the guy breaks up with you, is it always polite? Is it over the phone? Is it via text? Is it in person?
Yeah. In person and polite, I would say. Usually I was lucky to meet nice people that wouldn't do any ghosting or...
No ghosting. And... Are you looking for a man right now?
No, I'm happy alone.
And you like being alone?
Yeah.
Why?
I like cats better and they don't break up with me.
So you like cats?
Yes.
Better than men?
Yes. I'm a cat lady.
And you're proud to be a cat lady?
I'm a proud cat lady.
Is there ever a good time to break up with someone? You know, if you're feeling like you should break up with them, are you better off just getting on with it?
Yeah, I think just do it. As long as it's not Christmas or birthdays. I think that would be a bad time to break up with someone.
You think it's not a good time, a birthday or Christmas?
Yeah, that would be bad, especially at Christmas time.
Has anyone ever broken up with you at Christmas time or birthday?
My birthday, yeah. It was so sad.
Oh, God. That was a hard one. Texter says, break up the day after you get home from holiday. Not during it, is my advice. We broke up while in Italy and had to pay for separate rooms and then spend an awkward plane ride sitting next to each other on the way home. It was awful.
That sounds dreadful.
Or maybe break up before you go on the holiday to Italy would be even better advice. A lot of people are so scared of conflict that they just disappear. No big discussion or argument. Just never reply to your text. It is devastating and beyond rude. And it's true because, you know, initially you'll go through a range of what's happening. You might start ringing around hospitals.
It's like a death. It's terrible.
One of my exes dumped me by changing their relationship status on Facebook. Looking back on it, it was a brilliant way. Clean, straight to the point. Gave me no option to reason or ask why. Just boom, gone. Gosh.
That's harsh.
That's harsh.
Just tell the world before you even tell
the
partner.
Gosh. But this doesn't happen to kind of, you know, young people. This, you know, people of...
Yes, middle-aged.
Adults of all.
Yeah, sorts. Absolutely. And I did, basically come across some ladies from Newcastle and we talk about their dating life and it's not going too well.
Tell us about the guy that broke up with you.
Which one? Well, I always break up
them.
With them.
Do you?
Yeah.
And why?
Because they're weirdos.
And how do you discover... They're weirdos. You're from Newcastle. Is it because they're Newcastle lads?
Probably, yes.
They're Geordies?
Geordies, yes.
Cheaters.
Geordie cheaters.
Geordie cheaters. So
yes.
They cheat?
Yes.
And how did you discover that they're cheating?
Because they're always on the phone.
And you're suspicious of that?
Yes.
And when you found out that they were cheating on you, how did you react?
Chuck them out.
When you say took them out, do you mean you...
Like, chuck them out the house?
You chucked them out?
Chucked them out of the house, yeah.
You threw them out?
Well, not literally, but yeah.
You said you have to go.
Have to go, yeah.
And what excuse did they give?
I didn't do it.
They won't admit it?
No.
So how do you find out? Because you just know.
Because you can see their messages on the phone. I'm an investigator.
You're a good investigator.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
It's breakup season at the moment. Can you understand why people break up at this time of the year?
Don't want to buy a present, do they?
You think so? They're mean. They're scabby.
Yeah.
Too many parties, too much cheating, work nights out.
And when's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Are you single?
Yes.
And you're not looking for a man right now?
She's ready to mingle.
No, I'm not ready to mingle. I'm only interested in Westlife.
Okay, she'd mingle with Westlife, given the chance. One texter says, I've never been broken up with. I think they start distancing themselves and you sort of get the gist and it fizzles out. No need for awkward conversations.
Okay. It just fizzles out slowly.
It's just a kind of a more gradual thing. I got dumped on Valentine's Day many moons ago and my mother was playing love songs all day and night with me crying in bed. Oh,
wow.
God. Whoa.
Kind of nice, though, listening to sad love songs.
Yeah. Gosh. And the mother's doing it and she's upstairs crying in bed. So did you meet any men when you were out there? Obviously, those Geordie women hadn't met any yet.
Well, I did meet a young man and he broke up with his girlfriend and he found it quite difficult and he suspects that she was cheating on him.
We both want the kind of different things. I think she wanted more different things. Took me a while to kind of get over it, but took about a year or so. And then after that, then it was grand. Happy days then, you know.
So it was a difficult breakup. It took you a whole year. And did you feel sorry for yourself? Did you feel like you made the right call?
Not on my part. There was more stuff on her part that I kind of find out a bit, but... things happen, and that's in, you move on, you know.
What happened on her part?
On her part, I found out literally after when she broke up, about 2 weeks later, I found out one of the mate that was part of the pub group was texting her over 3 weeks, and I knew there was a bit of a distancing going on there, so I had a feeling something was up, and that was that.
So do you think she had an affair with this guy?
Not an affair, I wouldn't say, because...
But there was definitely feeling...
Well, I made sure there was no affair then, but made sure nothing would happen then after, and so nothing happened, as far as I know.
Did you break up in person? How did you do it?
She actually broke up over text. I wanted to meet up and have a bit of a talk about it, whatever, to make sure, look, let's see what's happened, blah, blah, blah. But she wanted to completely get away. That was it.
And it's breakup time of the year, they're saying. They're saying it's breakup season.
Breakup season.
Can you understand why people would break up at this time? Or would you prefer September?
I'd be shocked that it's breakup season now, because coming into Christmas, like, a lot of people be kind of wanted to be kind of together for Christmas, like, you know what I mean? So that's a bit strange to me, like.
And what time of the year did you break up?
Time of year, it was September.
for September's a popular time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a new season. It's a new term in college.
Yeah,
it's a new start.
Yeah.
In a way, it's the new year, really.
Yeah, you think, like, you know, and especially like, when you're saying now it's breakup season, like, you know, people's families, like, you know, they want to be more closer together. And maybe some families are having difficult times or whatever else, and they'll be probably wanting their partner more close to them compared to their families, maybe. You know what I mean?
Gosh, by text. She dumped him by text, mm-hmm. but she was busily texting another guy.
Yeah, and he says that there was nothing going on between them. You know, and is texting a girl or a boy, is that cheating?
It's as far as I understand it, like when you start texting someone, it's the baby slopes towards, you know.
So if it's a romantic, and if you're flirting with another person, you know, is that cheating?
Ah, yeah. I was broken up with by text after 3 years and was told to pick up my stuff. Brutal. Happily married to someone else now, so it all works out in the end. But there are a lot of cowards out there. There another text that says, what if I admit in the breakup text that I'm being a coward and not showing the dumpy enough respect? Does that make it any better at all? Well, you've just heard the previous text there, so I think you know the answer yourself at this stage of the game. So you did. So we're going to end this. You did meet... someone who was just married,
yes.
who still thinks it's all going to be fabulous, and they're looking forward to a lovely life together where everyone will like each other forever and ever.
I did, and this is slightly different because he's a newlywed, and you know he's been dating this lady for a very long time. He got married this summer. Here is David Kelly.
Just got married in July this year, after being going out with my partner for 24 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I always said, I'd like my son to be our best man, and that happened. He was also our chauffeur and photographer for the day, you know. So
he had lots of jobs.
He did. He was brilliant, brilliant. Lucas, if you're out there listening. Yeah, so happily married, you know. We wanted to take our time, not rush into it.
Why did you take your time? Why did you take 20
years? We were happy in like our own sort of independent way as a couple, you know, but time's getting on, you know, so need to, you know, in case of one of us passes away, all that morbid kind of stuff, you know, to tie up the loose ends, you know.
I have a personal question. Do you live together?
Oh, yeah. We have lived together all the time, yeah.
So it's been a long time since you've broken up with someone. The fact that it is breakup season, can you understand why this time of the year, late November, you get the breakup out of the way before Christmas?
Yeah, are we saying we don't have to buy a present for someone, you know?
That's
one less present to worry about and what to do over Christmas period as well, you know, because you won't have your life sorted out, you know, prior to holiday season.
And have you ever ghosted someone, you know, gone out with them and they just refused to respond to calls or texts?
Yeah.
What happens?
Never get off with anyone at a fancy dress party because you don't actually know what they really look like. And it's not you see them in the flesh, you know, without their makeup
so
and hair.
What were they dressed up as?
They had a wig on and stuff like that.
So you felt like you were catfished, as they say.
Yeah, well, reality, these are all new words to me now.
So basically,
yeah.
This is someone pretending to be someone they weren't.
They weren't doing it deliberately, you know. It was my female friend said, either you get rid of her, we're going somewhere else, or it's up to you what you do. So I just had to say sorry.
A lot of advice there. Be very careful if you get off with somebody at a fancy dress party. One texter says, anyone who refers to a former lover as my ex is not over it. How are you supposed to refer to them? And somebody else says, I was once dumped in front of a mixed gathering of our peers. It was utterly humiliating and ruined the rest of that day in junior infants.
Yes.
That's stayed
very,
with them
sad.
For a long time.
Yes.
Yes, as you can see. Very traumatizing. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.